This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectlikuteitorah.org.
Likutei Torah, Parshas Tzav, page 8D. Lahavin yinini mesameh chosan v'kala, u'mesameh chosan im hakala. In one of the brachas, of the Sheva brachas, it says mesameh chosan v'kala, and in the other, it says, Mesameh chosan im hakala. Why the difference? Hine chosan v'kala nikroim Yaakov v'Rochel. Chosan v'kala are called Yaakov and Rochel. Kimavur b'priyetz chaim shar ho'amida. V'ho'inyan, and the idea is, ki kenasis Yisrael nikras Rochel. The pool of Jewish souls is called Rochel. Vehi malchus da'atzilus hamislabeshes bebiya, and that is the sphere of malchus of atzilus as it comes down into the worlds of bria, yitzira, and asiya, kerochel lifnei gezazel ne'lama, like a sheep that is sheared and it goes quietly. Heim anivroim sheheim bebechines yesh. These are the creations which are an independent entity, hepach bechinas ein sof, the opposite of the feeling of the infinite, umuchrachas leireid ulahashpia lohem, and the sphere of malchus d'atzilus, knesset Yisrael, must go down and influence the creations of bia, ulakach nikras kala. And that's why Knesset Yisrael is called a kala, sheteshukosa lalis ulehiskalal be'erinsof, because her desire is to be elevated and be enveloped within the erinsof. Rak shabal korcha yiredes lifnei gezezeha nelamti dumia. However, it is against her will that she has to go down before her shiris, and she has to engage with them, meaning that she has to go down into the world of Bia and engage with them, although she wants and her desire is to become elevated and enveloped above. V'Yaakov Nikra Chosan, Yaakov is called a Chosan, the groom, Chavas Darga, meaning a descent of level, Mavriach min HaKotze el HaKotze, going from the highest to the lowest of level. Hamshocha Hamshachas Eiren Sof, a drawing down of the Eiren Sof, Meresh Kol Dargin, from the highest of levels, Bebechines Rachel, coming down to the level of Rachel, he Bechines Kala, which is the Kala, Hamekabeles, which receives Hamshacha V'Hashpazu, this influx and influence from Yaakov. V'Nasa Bechines Yichud, and when Yaakov and Rachel come together, there's a union, V'Hainu Hamshachas Seviv B'Mamali, which is the drawing down of the level of Seviv Kol Almin within Memali Kol Almin. V'hine hamshachazu, now this infusion, the kras b'shem Yaakov, is called Yaakov al shem, because ki Yaakov oisi is Yiboka. The Yaakov is the same letters as Yiboka, which means piercing through. K'mesh kosa be'etz chayim shar lamadal of Sev Perek Aleph, Yivakat surim ba'midbar, uchsiv oz Yiboka kashachar urcha. It's like the morning light which pierces through. Kumpirish, meaning Kamoi HaShachar, just like the morning, Shebekea Cheshkas HaLaila, which pierces the darkness of the night, Lahoir, to illuminate. Or Kamoi Shekosov, or Kamoi HaShachar Allah, like the morning has arisen. Kach Bechinis Yaakov, so to Yaakov, Bekea, he pierces Bechinis Yoshes Cheshes Sisrei, the supernal darkness, Shebeoir En Sof, the hidden, dark levels where only the Or En Sof shines, she'eino lo seviv v'lo memale, higher than seviv v'melale, parenthesis, ki gam seviv nikras Or Makiv, because even the level of seviv is called a light, although a peripheral light. Whereas in contrast to that which is higher than Seviv Nikras, it's called Yoshes Cheshes Sisle, it's called the darkness. Close the parenthesis. That Yoshes Cheshes Sisle, the highest of level, should, Liyos Meir, should shine bebechinas Gilui in a revealed way. That's what it says, Hakosuf. That's what the pasuk says. Ozi boker kashachar oircha, varoscha, varuchoscha mehira sitzmach. Vaimizem berabes, soy parshas bahar, pirush aruchoscha, bechinus arechanchim, arechanpin, nimshach bebechinus malchus. What does aruchoscha mean? That's the level of arech, which comes down into malchus. Vinikras aruchoscha lenoichach, and it's called your arech. Bechinas arech hampin shebeknesis Yisrael, because it's the arech within Yidden. V'loche nikras arech hampin shemispashed lamata b'li gvul v'soif, and that's why it's called arech hampin, because it diffuses below without any limit or end. V'ay mashkos mizeh, soif dim ramaschol v'ata yigdol no chulu erech hapayim. U'pirish sitzmach haynu, k'moy bechinas hatzmicha. What does it mean? That it will grow? It's the idea of growth, shehi yesh miayin, which is something from nothing, kamoisha milamaila lamata, just like from above to below, yesh miayin, there is a creation, something from nothing, kach b'chinas hatzmicha mimata lamaila, so too from below, is there a growth from below to above, mikoyach hatzemecha sheba oretz, from the power of vegetation which is invested in the earth. Al derech moshul lahatzmiach hagarin, like by way of parable, the seed which grows, hu gamkein kamoi bechinis yesh meyayin, is also like something from nothing, shahagarin hanatua, because this seed which is planted, ein loy aroich klal legabe hapri hanitzmachas, there is no comparison to the seed from which the fruit tree grows and the fruit itself. V'kach kesiv zereya tzedakas masmiach yishuei zereya tzedakas hu bechinas Yaakov. So too, the one who plants tzedakas and grows yishuei's zereya tzedakas is the level of Yaakov, shebekeya umeir he'oras eiren sof melamayla lamata, that pierces and allows the revelation of a ray of the eiren sof from above, bebechinas tzedakas, in tzedakah, shehi bechinas malchus, which is the level of malchus, val yedei zeh, and through that, matzmiach, there is growth, mimata lamayla, from below, bechinas yeshua is salvation. V'hainu bechinas aruchoscha, which is your arech, shenimshech lamata bechinas arechampin, arechampin reaching below, ad shematzmiach mimata lamayla, until there is growth from below, bitl v'hiskalalus, which is the bitl and the envelopment above. Parenthesis, ke'inyin yofa shah achas b'tshuva, like the concept of 1 hour in tshuva, u'keniske b'divir ha'maslam ha'yofa pa'amach b'pirish ve'inyin yesh keine alome b'shah achas, chulu close the parenthesis. V'zehu v'holach lefon of tzidkech, what does it mean? There shall go before you your righteousness, lefonecha hi meloshen pnimius. Lefonecha means, it's the expression of pnimius. V'holach hu loshen he'locha v'hamshocha, V'holach means an idea of drawing down, sheyamshich pnimis halev l'Hashem, for the pnimis of the heart will be drawn to Hashem, shekol ze nimshich al yedei b'chinas zereya tzedakas kanal, and all that is precipitated through the zereya tzedakas, through the infusion from above. Base. Ach agor im liyis b'chinas yankev v'yibokeh hanal, however, what causes the piercing of Yaakov? This is simcha, a revelation of the inner face of Hashem. Pirush kamei al derech moshul, like for example, in yutzavu panav shel Rebbe Abohu mach mesherot hisefta chadata. It says about Rebbe Abohu that once he found a new tesefta, a new teaching, and his face beamed. Because he found this new concept, he was full of delight Azai, and then machmas tigboiras hatayinuk b'moichu tfunosai, because of the immense delight intellectually of his comprehension, tsaravu panov, his face shone, lohoir, to shine, ul his galas befanov, and to be revealed in his face. V'kachal derechze yuvin lemaila, so too it is above. Kihine masha kosav Yaakov chevel nachalosai, because that which is written that Yaakov is the rope of his inheritance, hainu achara bikia, that is the level after the piercing. Avalias his oirus habikia, however, that there should be an arousal for the piercing in the beginning, hu al yidei bechines oiz v'chedva b'mekoimoi, that is through the strength and delight in his place, shashua hamelech bas musay, the delight of the king within his essence. Parenthesis, v'inyin zehu ke'en mashakosa b'divar amasol zosos v'inyin kechosin yetzi b'chuposay, like the chosin who goes out of his chuppah, shebechines kechosin yetzi nimshech mechuposay, because the chosin that goes out comes from the chuppah, ayin shom, u'b'divar amasol b'yem ha'shmini aseres gabe ha'sheker ishanam b'mitzvese, close the parenthesis. V'zehu samach tasamach reyimu ahuvim kasamech ha'choyetzi rechobigan edmi kedem, and this is the concept of the two beloved ones rejoicing as they were created in Gan Eden. Pirush Reyem Ahuvim, who are the beloved ones? Heim Chosan V'Kala Hanal. These are the Chosan and the Kala, Yaakov and Rachel, HaKadosh Baruch and Knesset Yisrael. V'samach T'samach, and the joy, Hainu Kanal is as above, Sh'agirim HaBikia, that what causes Yaakov to be pierced and come down below, Lias Chavis Darga to come down a level, Hu Bechines Hashashua Behatainug, Vehizgalas Hatainug, Hu Bechines Simcha. It's through the immense delight, and the revelation of that delight is through Simcha. Vahabakoshahu, and the request is Samach to Samach, Kesamechacha, Mikedem Beli Yisirusa Dilatata, Kemikadem betchilas bris ha'olam, shahoyim meipnei kichavitz chesed hu. Dahayinu isarusa deleila bri hekdem isarusa deletata. Our request is that just as at the beginning of creation, the move came from above because Hashem desires chesed. In other words, there was an arousal from above without an arousal from below. Because there is no sadness before Hashem, lifnei hamokim, higher than the mokim daika, in other words, higher than this world, mashenkim bizman hamokim, whereas within time and space, there is, avol lemaila, but higher than that, hinei mokim itiksiv, mokim is mine, oiz v'chedva memekoime, and there is rejoicing. And that's like a chosin who is beautiful. Because the blessing of the kohenim is a arousal from above, without an arousal from below. Because otherwise, why would one need that bracha? And this is the meaning that Hashem should lift up his face towards you. Yisa should lift up, hagbil lamaila lamokim, reaching to a place, sha'inisarusa datata magas, to a place that an arousal from below doesn't reach. Ukamechin hachosin hu bebechinis yichayin, so too the chosin is like the koyin, sha'yir habikia kasamechacha yitzircha beganed mikadem, that the bikia, the piercing, should come from a place which is like in Gan Eden, which happened beliz serusa delatata without any arousal from below. V'hinei hamshocha zu ubekiya zu hu bechines Yaakov anal bizman hagolos nikras mesameh chosam v'kala. Now this infusion and this piercing of Yaakov in the time of Golos is called mesameh chosam v'kala. Vav hu hamshocha mebechines chosam lebechines kala. The drawing down of Chosin to the Kala in Golos is with a Vav, the drawing from Chosin to Kala. Mashengim Bracha Beis, whereas the second Bracha Meheira Yisham Elasid Lavei, which is talking of the time to come, Oz Tiyeshes Chayla Teres Baila, then the woman of Allah will be the crown of her husband, and the light of the Levana will be the light of the sun, Shavim became awesome, equal. Mishtamshim bekeser echod, both having one crown, oz then, yim sameh chosen im hakala, then the chosen will rejoice with the kala, besimcha achas, with one simcha, machmas gili seviv kolam lemata, because of the revelation of seviv kolam in below. Or commercial or like by way of parable, a circle, shemailo amata shavim, whose head and foot, whose top and bottom are equal. The year simchas chasim the simchas kala b'hashva achas, and there will be the simcha both the chasim and the kala equally. Shelo year milo matzakla, there will be no above and below at all. Ba'ein beitz chaim shar miot hayorech se perikala v'perik beis omnam habechinu chulu ba'ein mashkosu bebir al posa v'nikpesu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtu v'mashkosu miser gam kein sevdi v'ramasal v'yigash kitza. Rachel nikras kala, Rachel is the kala, the Yaakov nikras chosen, al shem ozi boka, because of the piercing of the light in the morning. Baruchoscha v'sitzmach gamken melamata lamayla b'chines Yeshuas, bitl v'hiskalalus, and the growth, the tatsmiach, is melamata lamay is from below, that comes through bitul and envelopment, ach his oiridas habikia, however the arousal for that, he al yedei oiz v'chadva memekoyme, that's through the rejoicing in his place, v'seo kasamechacha mikadem, b'li hegdem isarusa delatata, as it was in Gan Eden without any arousal from below. V'achshav, so now, mesameh chosen v'achakach kala, now the Seder is first, Mesameh Chosen, there has to be the arousal from the Chosen coming down and then rejoicing the Kala. Ulasid Lavi, but Lasid Lavi, when there will be the Gilui of Seviv, Mesameh Chosen im HaKala b'simcha achas, it will be a simultaneous simcha. Now, has to be first Chosen v'Kala and then the Kala, but Lasid Lavi, there will be a simultaneous simcha, both of them together.